Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories.
Two toddlers are dead, their mother in police custody after a horrific incident in the Bronx. This happened last night at a family shelter on Echo Place in Mount Hope. Police say they were initially called just after 7 p.m. and found a naked woman acting erratic and trying to burn her belongings. They took her to St. Barnabas for evaluation. Minutes later, Bronx Deputy Chief of Patrol Louis DeSegli says,
patrol officers returned to the apartment where they found an 11-month-old baby boy and a 3-year-old male, unresponsive with multiple stab wounds about the body.
Neighbor Shannon Holifield told PIX 11.
I heard the father screaming in the hallways, screaming, help me, help me. And that's when he brought the two boys out. They was lifeless. There was blood all over them. They were already gone when I came in the hallway.
The children were taken to the hospital where they were pronounced dead. The mother is in police custody. There are no other details right now. Police say the investigation is ongoing. Whoa, Christmas tree. The tree stand is the latest place where inflation is hitting pretty hard.
Christmas trees are more expensive this year, but that didn't deter Matt Caverly, who was carrying his newly bought tree to his home in Midtown East.
Not high enough not to buy it. It's Christmas season.
Get ready to spend up to 20% more, according to a study by the Real Christmas Tree Board. I found an 8-foot tree in Manhattan for $349. Melissa and Edward Odell from Tudor City are not surprised.
Sure, it's like everything else. Fuel, cost of, you know, all the factors.
Supply chain.
Caverly admits it wasn't pleasant spending more than he expected.
More frustrating lugging it back home.
Darius Ranzius, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on 2nd Avenue at East 41st Street in Midtown.
It is possible to find some deals. The Home Depot on West 23rd in Manhattan is charging between $75 and $189 for a variety of fresh-cut trees. Police want your help finding the guy who was sold to two NYPD officers on duty in Brooklyn. This happened just before 4:30 p.m. Friday. The two were patrolling near Avenue H and Flatbush Avenue in Flatbush when they saw a man obstructing traffic. Officers tried to arrest him. He fought them. One officer shoved to the ground and punched in the face, suffering swelling and bruising. The other pushed but not hurt. Suspect ran off south on Flatbush Avenue. Police urge anybody with info to call Crime Stoppers. A new picture and a new effort from police to find the guy who groped a woman on a bus this past summer. The 27-year-old woman was riding a number 319 Westchester B-Line bus in the Bronx on July 28th, just after 7 p.m. Bus was at the intersection of Marola Place and Boston Road in Eastchester. Guy just reached up her dress and squeezed her backside. He ran off afterward, but now there is a photo of him. This you can see at 1010winds.com, and police urge anybody with info to call Crime Stoppers. It was even closer than we thought. Police have released body cam footage of that amazing Thanksgiving Day rescue on the subway tracks in East Harlem. And there is word that the train was actually 9 seconds away, not 20 seconds, as previously reported. The situation unfolded about 4 p.m. Thursday at the 116th Street station in East Harlem. A man accidentally fell off the platform. Officers Brunel Victor and Tafiq Bach were on patrol. They heard the scream. Then they ran up and down stairs through an emergency exit and onto the tracks. With the help of a bystander, they got the man back up onto the platform. Other strap hangers helped them to safety as the number 6 train plowed into the station. None of the rescuers was hurt. The man who fell was taken to the hospital with injuries to his hand and back. Police Commissioner Keyshawn Sewell tweeted that the heroics of New York's finest always amazes her. Two more women are suing a Manhattan gynecologist accused of sexually assaulting hundreds of patients. The women filed suit against Dr. Robert Haddon under the Adult Survivors Act, which went into effect Thanksgiving Day, creating a 1-year window for survivors to sue their attackers, regardless of how long it's been since the incident. The woman, one from New Jersey and one an American citizen who now lives in Sweden, remained anonymous. They also named New York Presbyterian Hospital in the suit, saying administrators failed to take any action against Haddon. Between 1992 and 2012, prosecutors say Haddon molested patients. In 2014, he took a plea deal without jail time in Manhattan. But he is now facing a new federal trial on sex abuse charges next year. Two other lawsuits against him have been settled for more than $230 million. Well, this is the happy story, a real holiday weekend treat for four Suffolk police officers and a Shirley family when the cops delivered a baby. Suffolk police say Rebecca Reyes called 911 just after 10 a.m. yesterday saying she was going into labor. Officers got there. She told them she wasn't going to make it to the hospital. They helped her into the living room, got ready for a delivery, and Reyes' husband held her head. Just before 10:30, a healthy boy, Owen, was born. Soon after, EMS arrived to cut the umbilical cord and take mother and son to Stony Brook University Hospital, and everybody's doing fine.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.